Welcome back, Grapes and Gorak, episode 22.
22.
I'm Grapes.
Who's 22 on our team? I'm Gorak.
20, Harrison Smith.
Jesus, how did I forget that?
The Hitman episode. That's embarrassing. And he showed up to play yesterday. We played the Dolphins. First game for our new offensive coordinator.
He looked good.
Kevin Stefanski. He was fired. The day at, or
Who was
Flip
fired?
Was Flip was
yeah,
fired. Deep.
Oh yeah,
the
like
day like hours, 12 hours after we released the episode.
What's funny is it was like I think we literally said, or I literally said to you, like, what do you think the chances are G. Filippo gets fired? I bet it's higher like than we think. Like I feel like it's a real chance.
And, yep, and I was, yeah, was a little like? Pessimistic, and you know you're trying to get some money out of me, and I wasn't having it because you know I no, good thing too.
But yeah, bold move. I feel like a lot of people would have just been like, oh, we got to ride him out. He's the next hot coordinator. Like, DeFilippo, he's all the rage. We kind of went out and got him. Nope. Zimmer's like, fuck this. I'm 14, done.
13 games. And, yeah, he must have not been listening to Zimmer whatsoever. Because every time Zimmer would call him out in the press conferences, he'd roll out the same thing.
Yeah, I mean.
It's almost like Flip knew he was, or like was probably going to quit at the end of the year. Hoping he would get a head coaching job. And he's like, well, I'm just going to keep rolling this out. They're not going to fire me mid-season when we're in the middle of the playoff race.
He just seems like stuck in his ways. Like, this is my offense. We're going shotgun three wide, and that's what we're going
to
do.
Yeah, I'm not going to cater to my players. They're going to...
Yeah, I'm not even going to cater to, like, the type of team that my coach wants to run. He wants me to, like, play smart and let the defense win the game.
Run the football, control the clock.
Yeah, it's like he's like really aggressive and really more concentrating on. Like, I get you have Thielen Diggs, but you also have Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
It's like he forgot all about him.
And I don't know why. Like, he went away. He went away from him in the Patriots game. We keep talking about the Patriots.
Yeah, that's like just the prime example of what the hell are you doing when you're getting
9.5 yards a carry. Yeah.
So, I mean, Jalen Samuels just went off on the Patriots for like 170 yards, and we couldn't just keep running Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
So, yeah, DeFilippo fired.
Kevin Stefanski.
Hired, yeah.
Kevin Stefanski likes to run the football. He likes to keep Kirk under center. Likes to run two wide receivers, two tight end sets.
It was like everything we've been asking for. Under center, bootlegs, move the pocket.
Good throws, like just, design throws.
It was so Shermer. It was just like... It's funny, all the people, like, they're, like, interviewing, like, Rudolph, and he'd be like, oh, you know, what do you think of Stefanski? How do you think he did? And it's like, yeah, I think he picked up a few things from Shermer's offense and brought it back. It's like, no one's like, yeah, he took some of those plays that DeFilippo ran. It's like, they just forget that he's even around. It's like, straight back to Shermer.
Straight to Shermer. And
yeah.
That's what we saw last year, you know, is David Morgan, Kyle Rudolph,
mm-hmm.
Thielen, and Diggs. And it was nice seeing Diggs in the slot a couple times,
mm-hmm.
same side of the field as Thielen, like, you know, get him kind of contained over there and open everything out.
And, like, what did Cousins throw? 21 passes? Season low?
Season low, yeah.
Like,
he was averaging, like, 40 or 38 yeah. or something like that.
They literally almost ran, like, we were talking about, like, the Case Keenum offense. Not even, like, Case Keenum, but just, I guess that's, like, what Zimmer wants, you know? So it's, like, don't be smart with it.
And that's perfect for Kirk Cousins because he's not going to go out and win you football. Or he'll win you football games, but... Don't rely on him. That's not his strength. He plays better when, you know, he plays with the lead. He's running the football.
That's
he's
what I think. Around. It's like you have an elite game manager. Because he's not an elite quarterback.
No,
he's
but
a good quarterback. He's a rich man's Keenum.
He's a glorified Case Keenum. Everyone is always like, oh, I miss Keenum. Well, this is the offense that Keenum was in.
Yeah.
This is the offense that Zimmer wants to run. And yeah. that's why he went and got Kirk Cousins. Because yeah. he's like, same thing, not Keenum.
Can you imagine Keenum and DeFilippo's offense?
Oh.
It would have been a disaster, just like this
What was
one.
That, Chris Carter? He said if Case Keenum was the Vikings quarterback, they'd have two wins right now.
Yeah.
That was after the Seahawks game, I think.
I mean, Flip freaking like, completely abandons run against the Patriots, gets just reamed in the media, and then does what he did against Seattle. Like, that was just atrocious.
Yeah, it was really bad. I mean, not a fan of Flip.
I think they were saying on the morning shows that he's not a hot head coaching candidate anymore. It's like, oh, shocker.
I wonder why.
Guess he's, you know, maybe because he's not a great offensive coordinator.
Shout out to Adam Hammers for calling that one.
Yeah,
back
early
two.
On. Yeah. yeah. I don't like those two plays in a row. Those are garbage. I don't like this guy. Who's this guy? But yeah, I was reading on Twitter too that like some former Browns players were like not big fans of him either. I really wouldn't say why, but
I'm guessing it's probably the same thing where he just tried to force them to do to do his thing and not play to their strengths.
I mean, it's pretty clear when CJ Ham goes from like getting no snaps to getting a ton of snaps, and Treadwell goes from getting a ton of snaps to just being on the bench the entire game. So
yeah, and Morgan, maybe it's because it was Morgan's first game back, but we also saw a lot of Conklin.
We saw way more Conklin than Morgan. Morgan only came in a bit when Conklin got banged up, and it's probably health, obviously, but I thought Conklin was just a bad draft pick, or like, okay, it's going to be a while. He had a good game. It's like, how come you weren't, not that he should be like featured or anything, but like, we didn't even know he was could do anything.
Why didn't we utilize him while Morgan was gone?
Yeah, like it's like he was just didn't want to go away from his threes. It was always three wide receiver sets, always, and just shotgun constantly. We did, what was it? I read 18% play action under Flip. This game Stefanski did 36 or 32 or something. 32, which would be, if he kept this pace, would be the second most in the league behind the Rams. So.
And the Rams offense, besides the last two games.
Pretty good offense.
Pretty good offense. Yeah.
Well, and just like when you run those play actions, like the, and you're running the ball well, the D line has to like play the run and then you kind of just roll off it. And Cousins has all day back there.
Yeah.
Like they can't just tee off and go run for the quarterback or we're going to gash him. So, and then there's a whole bunch of people that are like, well, it's the Dolphins defense, you know.
So. I don't care.
Oh, because the Patriots have a good defense since like they're terrible.
And the Seahawks have a bunch of randos.
Yeah, they have Bobby Wagner and no one else. A bunch of, like, it's just, the 49ers just beat them. I mean, come on. That was just a garbage by DeFilippo.
Yeah, he cost us more than one football game.
Well, you know, absolutely. I mean, even the games, like, when we beat, like, the Cardinals and the Jets, they didn't seem like they were, like, a complete win by our team. Or even the team we expected to see coming in that we guessed was going to be 13-3 or 14-2.
True, because, like, the Cardinals game, yeah, we beat them pretty well, but
it didn't feel like this.
No. No,
like, it was, even the special teams in this game was like, America Sheriff's was killing it. The offense put up 21 points in the first quarter and then put the
game
away. On
their first three drives.
Remember all season when we and you kept saying, it'd be real nice to see the offense actually put a game away.
Yeah, usually it was like Danielle Hunter had the fumble.
Yeah, like the defense just had, that game where he scored on that one. Or just like the defense had to just kind of hang on until the game was over.
Yep.
Finally, you know, we stalled a little bit and they made their little comeback with their long run and whatnot. And then all of a sudden, we just stuck with the run game and hit a couple big plays and we win by what, 41-17.
It's
like the second most points under Zimmer. That's what I heard.
I think so, yeah.
We had the most yards in the first quarter of any team in the entire NFL this season.
That's incredible.
The most since 1998. Stefanski like came out of the gates like, I'm going to do my best game ever. And it was so simple, that first drive. It was all under center, all two tight end sets.
Play action.
Play actions, run, play action. You get that wide open play to Diggs in the end zone for the touchdown. It reminded me so much of the week one where we went right down the field on the Saints and we ran that kind of that bootleg.
Oh.
It was a little further and Bradford just nails it to Diggs and it's like, oh, it's going to be a good season. And then, you know, his leg, you know, his knees falls apart or whatever happened to Bradford. But, it looks like the team we thought we were going to get. And it, DeFilippo, that offense never looked quite right.
No.
They couldn't run the ball. They couldn't put games away.
And it's weird because we're running, on third and short, we're running little ISO plays to Murray that are actually going somewhere.
Oh, that was amazing. We're like, I text you like, oh, third and one. This is it. Now it's Stefanski's big chance to do something. And I think you immediately said, like, it's going to be a, you know, outside run or maybe a play action. Nope. He goes with the DeFilippo special, Murray up the middle. But it works. Some reason it works for Stefanski. And who knows? I guess maybe if you rewatch it, maybe it's a little bit different design. Maybe it's not freaking Treadwell motioning in and then doing that. We did that so much where he motioned in and became like almost like a fullback.
Well, we did do that though. Let's not act like we didn't do that. We did that on one play.
Didn't Treadwell completely miss the block?
I believe so.
Twitter. Everyone's like, oh, Treadwell, what are you doing?
And I think Dalvin still fell forward for 3 yards.
Yeah, I think he did. Like, but if he would have held it, I think it would have been a long run.
And
but
the blocking scheme, like even that looks like it's the same players out there.
Looks like so much better zone runs though. Like,
yeah,
just
the linemen are flowing better. It's almost like Flip had them all crash inside.
Yeah.
Where now it's like, no. You know, you've got this guy.
And, like, it looks like Cook has a cutback lanes. I mean, Murray's breaking off touchdown runs. And then the other third and one, beautiful call, play action, but he rolls this to his opposite way, the left, so he's twisting his body around. There's Conklin way downfield. Hits him for, like, 40 yards. Conklin led the team in receiving yards.
Did he really? I did not know.
Pretty sure, because there's that play. There's...
Was that the play he got hurt on?
No, that's the one. I think it was like 2nd and 5, and they did a little... Like, Diggs did not really a bubble screen, but just a quick route, yep. And the corner kind of stayed low, and then Cousins threw it in behind, and Conklin caught it, and Fitzpatrick just lit him up, yep. Like, held onto the ball. That was like a, I don't know, 20-yard gain. The other one was like a 40-yard gain, and then he had one other catch, too. He was, looked fantastic out there. Yeah, so it's weird.
Looked like there's a reason why we took him in, what, the fourth?
Fifth round, I think. So, and if we can get Morgan back healthy, he's...
Yeah, Morgan's...
I don't know if he's ever going to be as much downfield as that was. That, I mean, that was... Two downfield catches by our tight ends. That's kind of rare. Rudolph barely does that, you know, so.
Yeah, but Morgan's really good at, like, catching traffic on those little shuffle. Yeah. You know, just kind of blocks his guy. Mm-hmm. Little flare release.
With all that, like, traffic around him. Just finding, yeah, and he's a monster as a blocker, so hopefully he gets healthy.
No.
But do you want to do our three Teddies, three Troys?
Yep, well, we already kind of started with one of my Teddies was just play calling.
Oh, Stefanski. I think he's, like, I don't know if he's number one, but it was hell of a debut. You know, they said he's 36, and he's been with us for 13 years, so he was, what,
23.
When he was Childress's, what, probably like, you know, go grab me coffee, boy. But yeah. Whatever, like, that's crazy.
That's 36. Impressive.
Are we going to know if he has a good run here? Are we going to lose him?
I don't think we're going to lose him this year. I think he's going to gain some steam and probably get a bunch of interviews, and people are going to be like, oh, yeah, you know.
Maybe we're jumping the gun a bit. It was one game, you know, but it was a damn impressive game.
Yeah, it was.
And it seems like the players like him. Like, I was listening to the Diggs interview, and Diggs was saying, like, we got a coordinator we all believe in. Like, I don't know if that's a shot at DeFilippo, but it sure seems like these guys all really like Stefanski.
Well, I'm sure the guys who have been around are comfortable with him. Again, he's been around for 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
So if the players don't like him, Zimmer would have heard about it. And, you know, if enough players didn't like him, he would have been gone. But all the guys on offense seem to love him.
Mm-hmm. And they probably all really like Shermer's offense, and if they can go back to something similar to that. I mean, the only one who probably really liked DeFilippo's offense was Thielen, because the dude was just getting fed slot passes.
I don't think Thielen liked his
offense. I think towards the end, though, yeah. Like, he was getting frustrated, because not only was it, like, we weren't winning, but no longer was he even, like, getting the ball much, and, like, maybe, I don't know, the volume was a lot, but it wasn't really actually helping offensively.
Yeah, and I think that's what's so special, like, Thielen and Diggs is, like, Diggs has that, like, quote-unquote diva attitude to him, but he doesn't, you know.
But not when it comes to getting the ball. Like,
he
could go a bunch of games and not get the ball.
They would rather be decoys and win than go 10 for a $170 and 2 and lose.
Mm-hmm. We scored 41, and I think Thielen had, like, 2 catches. Diggs had, like, 4 maybe and a touchdown.
Yeah, because I know Dillon only ended up with, like, 19 yards. It was 2 for 19. And Diggs, yeah, I mean, he had the early touchdown. I think he ended up with, like, 4 catches for 48 or something like that.
So, 41 points. No defensive scores. Nothing like that. I mean, obviously the defense helped. Sherrill certainly helped quite a bit with his returns. But, yeah. Stefanski. Great first game.
Very good. So, that was probably one of yours, too.
That was, right? Yeah, one of mine.
Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook's mine also. Let's talk about Dalvin Cook. This is probably his best game I've seen him play.
I think so, too.
I mean, the one run where he just makes the linebacker completely, like...
The unblocked linebacker.
Yeah, where he spin moves in the hole. Ridiculous.
That was kind of like the put-away touchdown. Wasn't that for 41? Or was that for 34?
I think that was the last touchdown. It was either that or the Aldrick Robinson one. I think whichever one was first was basically the put-away, and the other one was kind of like...
An extra put-away.
Yeah. Like, we hit a field goal... I think 2 field goals earlier, and then just touchdowns, which, again...
It was funny, because it was one of the draft... We were talking, it's like, you know what, just one more field goal, and, like, we're comfortable. It's 2 possessions. Like, the Dolphins are...
Well, it's like we were saying, it's like, okay, yeah, they have 17 points, but they have it on a pick six, so which isn't on the defense's fault at all. They had one broken run play, where Zimmer immediately was like, that's my fault. Like, I called a really bad... defense against their play.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Oh, on the sideline, he was like, my fault to everyone. And he seemed totally, like, calm about it, not, like, frustrated, just like, shit, these guys are garbage, don't worry. Like, they're not... And then after the game, he said it was his fault. He said he had him in a bad defense. And then their other one was a decent drive before the half to get a field goal.
Yeah,
so, take out the 2 fluke ones, and it's 21-3. So, like, I like how there was no panic. We got 2 field goals, and like you said, we got it by 2 scores, and it's like, at that point... The
Dolphins.
Are the Dolphins really going to score double digits, you know, whether they need another couple fluke plays? And then, but instead of just being like, okay, cool, 2 scores we're up by, we're good. We ended up scoring two more touchdowns, which was good to see. We put a game away.
Yeah, and we kept feeding Cook. You know, it wasn't a lot of... I mean, there was a lot of Murray.
Towards the end, there was a lot of Murray, which I get. It's annoying because I just... Cook is so, like, dynamic and, like, can break big plays. Cook,
yeah.
I get why you want to miss not... You know, you want to keep him fresh and stuff, and Murray does... Murray's a very decisive runner, so it's like he's probably going to get you 4 yards if you need to get 4 yards, but... No. Man,
the old Leroy Horde.
Yeah, the run to the outside by Cook, like how fast he got to that corner. Like Murray ain't doing that.
And like that's what I've been saying all year, like how explosive Cook looks. You could just see like he's been, he can do that. He's capable of doing that. But Flip's offense was just so bad for him that he couldn't pull.
Oh, it's
that
all
out.
Shotgun they, runs where he's going east and west and can't get that speed. You know, it's like. No. He's immediately pushed down. Like
it was, it's just like Peterson. Like Cook can run out of shotgun.
Maybe with a good offensive line that can actually like push some teams back. Not when you're like taking a handoff and you're getting met in the backfield. Because
and now
it takes so long to get going out of the shotgun.
Yeah, and Stefanski, he's not just throwing his linemen forward. They're pushing him off to one side or the other. So Cook, like you said, he's got those cutback lanes. He can decide exactly. He's got time to figure out which hole he's going to.
Oh, so, they just did a pass with Christian McCaffrey.
No way.
Fourth and two, they went for it, and Christian McCaffrey just threw a touchdown pass.
Wow. That is impressive. That's
me going, hopefully going to the championship in our fantasy league.
4 points for the passing touchdown plus the yards. I got 50 yards.
I
think that's a 5 yard play.
That's beautiful.
There you go. Love that.
I got Christian McCaffrey, Michael Thomas. I'm up 9 against Kamara, so I mean, I should win.
Should win.
13-0, so it's a perfect season. You, on the other hand, took a hard loss.
Yeah, that was bad. I lost a fucking bad.
Yeah, so.
Didn't start Damian Williams, and Graham Gano ended up not practicing and got hurt. And
yeah, I pick up Brett Martin. He gets his field goal blocked. So what were we talking about? We were talking about...
Delvin Cook. We were talking about Delvin Cook and how awesome he is.
I'm so glad we're using him.
Yeah.
And, like, the first drive, we do a run. Immediately, second plays a screen pass to him. That works beautifully. Later on, we did a little swing pass with a lineman out front. It didn't work that great, but I just like that we didn't throw one stupid pass where it's just a shotgun. Three guys go deep, no one's open, and he just kind of throws it into the flats to Cook, who's immediately tackled.
Yeah,
we Not one of those plays.
It was awesome.
It was fantastic.
I hated that offense. Couldn't stand that offense.
What's funny is it kind of started out hot, but I feel like immediately teams were like, oh, so like everything you do is to get Thielen open. Let's double him. And he couldn't adjust.
Let's double Thielen and Diggs, and then let's see what you do.
Belichick's like, so you just don't run the ball. Interesting. I'll just put 9 DBs out there. Oh, you're still not going to run the ball. Okay, cool.
And you know what's funny is like he would have done it all game too because the Steelers, he ran that amoeba defense all game. And they still just ran they're like, if you're going to keep running it, we're going to keep running the football.
Yeah, that's what, who was saying that? Patriots fan on Twitter or a reporter was putting, like Ike was talking about how they're running dime against, you know, 3-wide. They're running quarters against 3-wide. Like, they're just DBs everywhere. And some Patriots fans just like, this is why everyone runs on us.
Yeah.
Like, they let them. Like, it's, like, but if teams don't stick to it, then.
Exactly. They're like, hey, beat us with the run. If you're beating us, if you, like, are committed to the run, and like, through the three quarters and it's just hand over feet.
I mean, they only scored, what, 17?
17 points in
so
one.
So it kind of, like, it's sort of what the Eagles did to the Rams, too, like, playing that deep quarters defense. Like, screw it. I'd rather you run the ball 10 straight times than throw all over me. So I'm not even going to let you. And. Seems like the Rams are also struggling with, like, staying committed and getting back into their flow of their offense. I mean, we couldn't do it. Flip literally couldn't. The next game, he scored 0. So, I don't know. Enough about Flip and his failures. I wonder where he'll end up. I thought maybe he would just go back to Philly, but.
Not even they want him.
No. They all realized that it was all Frank Reich.
Because he looks good in Indianapolis. I think they found the right guy.
Such a trash roster, and they're just
doing
good. Shout out the Cowboys. So that was Cook. Awesome.
We had
great player.
Stefanski. Your turn.
I'm going to say Anthony Barr. I think he single-handedly completely ruined two of their drives.
Yep.
And both of them, he just jumped through the gap. One, he sacked him, and one, he, like, I think both he sacked him. No. One, he had a running back once, too. But one time he ran through and got blocked and just kept going and got a sack. But one of them was after the second half when they had just got the long run. We kind of stalled out. It was like, we need a defensive play. Like, we need something good. And he just completely screwed up their drive. Because any time we get someone, like, on first or second down to get, like, a negative play, I feel like they never do anything.
True.
So
and like, I think that bar drive, at the second play you were talking about, he made that big play. Then they did, like, some dump off to Kenny and Drake on, like, 3rd and 12 or something like that, 3rd and 14. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's kind of on it. He wouldn't have caught up to the guy and tackled him, but he had, like, just enough and had just the right angle where he dove at the dude and was able to push him out of bounds.
Yeah.
And that ended up being, like, 3rd and – or 4th and 4 or 4th and 5 at the time. But there was nobody else around. There was nobody else around to make that play.
Yeah. So. He's just – I think he's – he's not like he seems to be making more splash plays than he had the last couple years recently, which is nice because that was always kind of the hang up. Like, okay, you're like 6'5", you're like a monster, like you're athletically like a beast. You were drafted top 10 or whatever it was. If you want to get paid, you need to start making some plays. And I feel like he's finally, the last few weeks, like making some big plays. So I'll say Barr. Barr was, I mean, the defense in general was pretty damn good, but yeah. Barr, I think, deserves, you know, because he's been, he might be the one guy we lose. So I'd like to bring him back, but I don't know how the hell you're going to do it.
I don't either. I mean, not bring back Richardson, bring back Barr.
Well, who was that? I don't know if we said it on the podcast, but the D-line in this draft coming up is supposed to be loaded, yeah. Where maybe the linebacker isn't. So, and maybe you hope that.
And it's not just D-linemen, it's the three technique is really
good. Oh, is it? Okay. So, I mean, that's kind of. I just don't know what Richardson's going to get on the open market. I think Barr's going to get paid. Barr's going to get paid, I mean, more than Kendricks will. Like, did, I mean. But yeah. I don't know, like, as Richardson's had a pretty dang good season, but, like, he's not like he's Aaron Donald in there or something like that. He probably have, like, 4 sacks.
No, he had one on the first drive yesterday.
No, I think it was later on. But, yeah, he had one yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, it was, yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was a sweet one, too, where he just kind of, the guy steps up and just wraps him and does a little spin where he just throws him down in 2 seconds. I mean, he's a great player, but I don't, again, we'll see.
I
think the one you got to talk about is Trey Waynes. Like, do they end up not being able to resign
with him? Holton Hill playing the way he is, that's where Trey Waynes becomes, quote-unquote, expendable. But I really like
Trey Waynes. Did they throw a ball in his direction yesterday? I know Rhodes gave up a catch to Bryce Butler on a third down. I don't remember one throw at Trey Waynes.
I don't remember.
And if you look what we've given up to quarterbacks the last few weeks, it's like ridiculous. Like Russell Wilson, career worst. Like
Breeze had 120.
Had 120. Tannehill Rogers. Had like, what did Tannehill have? It was like net yards was like 30.
Yeah, because of all the sack yards. Like 37. I think he had 108 passing, and we had like 71 sack yards, and that would bring the 37.
So
all I know is that the Dolphins had 193 yards, and 75 of it came on that one run.
That's right. Yeah.
So they had 118.
It was a straight up ass kicking by the defense. And you're like you said though, like our cornerback depth. I mean, you have Rhodes, Waynes,
Hill,
Hughes Mac. Coming back. Mac
has 4 sacks.
Mac's another one I put down for not. I mean, he's more just had a good game, but he had a great game. The first third down of the game, he follows that receiver up the seam and just bats it down.
Yep.
Gets a sack later on. I didn't feel like I ever got sucked into a play action. I know Gideon did right off the bat, but Mac, I thought, played one of his best games. And if he can become. He seems to be, like, embracing that nickel role now. It's like, dude, you get to do slot blitzes. Like, you've been unblocked. You see Zimmer. He was like, yeah, I heard Mac tied, like, Robert Griffith for the most sacks by a DB or whatever in Viking history or something. We should probably put an asterisk by it, though, because he's always unblocked. That's well, awesome. He is. It's always, like, it's also, I think, like, he disguises it well.
Yeah.
He doesn't, like, get baited by the hard count and then, oh, jump, and then they... audible where it's like, oh shit.
And he's really good at dropping back into coverage mm-hmm. when faking the blitz.
And also,
he does that little like quick stutter step and drops out real quick.
Mm-hmm.
He's really good.
And it seems like he also doesn't overrun the quarterback. There's so many times where a DB gets like, they're just, oh my, there he is. And the quarterback just takes a step up.
Well,
so he hasn't done that yet.
Mac's got good body control.
Yeah. I think he's coming along. I mean, he had a couple bad games. The Patriot game was a bad one. But he seems to have...
I think the only time where we rip on Mac is when he is too aggressive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, like, when he can contain himself and hold himself, he's a second-round pick, you know?
It's almost like a Sendejo thing. Like, just keep yourself under control. Don't, like, get sucked into those play-action runs where they bootleg around and you're leaving the guy wide open. Don't... So, Mac, I don't want to lose Waynes, though. I think he's really underrated. I think he's, shutdown corner. Like, he's legit really good. So,
and, you know, I mean...
But I don't Waynes know what you do.
Waynes is kind of getting up there. He's kind of banged up all the time.
Rhodes, you mean?
Yeah. Rhodes.
It seems like Rhodes gives up more plays than Waynes does. Like, again, that... Not that he gives up a lot of plays, but there was a third and 10 or whatever, and it's man across the board, and Waynes gets beat by Bryce Butler.
It's
like, dude, what are you getting beat by Bryce Butler for? Butler?
There was one play... Early on, I said it to Nick. I think it was a third down play, and I think they may have dumped it out to Gesicki, but I don't know who he was up against, maybe Devontae Parker, but it was 1-1 on the outside, and if Tannehill looks his way, like, he beat Xavier Rhodes off the line.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, on a little, like, bump coverage or whatever. Yeah, he just ran right around him. Mm-hmm. Easy six, I think. Oh, I think it was the Mac play, because Harrison Smith came across.
Yep. Yeah. So yeah, on that one, the first third down of the game, it looks like, yeah. And Rhodes also kind of gets a lot of, I mean, less than he used to, but he does get flagged. I think the Seahawks game, he got flagged for kind of that hand fighting where he pulls a guy's arm.
You know, it's really weird that we're bitching about Xavier Rhodes. Ripping on Xavier Rhodes when, like, we've basically, like, he only does it, like, once or twice a game, but, you know, we're nitpicking at this
point. Yeah, I mean, at this point, what do you do to complain about the defense? Ben Gideon, not very good, and that's it. Everyone else is ridiculous. Like
Johnson, Holmes,
Sebastian
Weatherly.
Thunderbuck. Bucket, yep. Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, Jerry Shusha wanted me to make
Sebastian
sure
Sebastian Thunderbuckets.
Threw in the K-Fan name for him.
Oh,
he had another sack. What a great... Getting him back. Like, that rotation is ridiculous.
It's really
good. And I still don't think Everson Griffin is back fully to his full self. He had a good game this game, and I feel like he's coming around, but it's still... He used to be, like last year, he was the guy getting all the pressure. This year, it's, you know, I mean, it's everyone getting pressure, but he doesn't get it quite as often. I think he had a pretty good game this game, though. I mean, I think he had at least one sack. And on the Mac one, he's the one that initially got the pressure, and then Mac cleaned it up, so...
I don't want to start any rumors or anything like that, but I think maybe when Everson was out, I think I heard that he had like a substance issue, and he's been going to like rehab facilities and stuff like that.
Oh, really? You just heard that somewhere?
I actually do have a. I'll tell you.
Oh, okay.
Off the air.
Okay. You have a source.
I do have a source, and. So I think, like, he's not able to, you know, get all amped up on the amphetamines and...
What was he on?
Well, football players all take, like, Adderall and stuff like that.
Just get, like, all, like, wired and ready to go and get jacked up.
Yeah, and pain medication and everything that. Yeah. So, like, I don't think he's able to take stuff like that. And obviously, not being able to fucking feel shit gives you an edge.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean,
luckily, Steve Weatherly looks like a hell of a player. Looks like we have a 7-man rotation, would it be?
I would think
four
it's 7.
Plus
Johnson, and Weatherly.
Six.
Well, Jalen Holmes is in there. I guess not.
Jaleel Johnson's in there quite a bit, actually.
Yeah.
Rotating in for Linval.
Yeah, Linval, yeah.
I like that. They got to keep Linval fresh because he doesn't really do much in pass downs anyway. So
yeah.
Mix it up.
Nasty.
What else we got for good? I had a few other random ones. Oh, Conklin, again. Apparently he actually can play. If you play him, he can play. Oh, Sherrills. This is like the first game where I would say special teams had a good game. Bailey hit all of his kicks.
Sherrills was awesome on power.
Sherrills was ridiculous. That was like one of his best games ever. And he should have had a touchdown, but Amir Abdullah, come on. Get a little better block at the end there. Amir Abdullah was blocking all the way downfield, but like if he just gives that guy a little harder shove, it was one of those where I think Abdullah thought like, this block's not going to matter, and I don't want to get a penalty or anything. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, Sherrills actually isn't that fast. He's more quick.
And he's running out of gas.
Yeah, and, like, he kind of shoved him, looked away, and then all of a sudden the guy, like, ran and caught up to Sherrills. I was like, oh, damn it, if I would have just, like, held that block for a second longer, he probably scores on that.
Yeah.
But that was a big play, too, because that was one where I think we were struggling on offense again in that third quarter area. It was like, God, we need something. Yeah. And I think Barr made that play, and then they punted, and then Sherrills...
Was that the field goal?
I think that was the field goal.
Scores?
I think it was a field goal to put us up 7. 21-17. I think we went 21-24-17.
Yeah.
And then we drove down again, which I think was again on another base punt return and a couple plays, probably running the ball. And then it was 27-17, and then Eldrick. He even used Eldrick Robinson, right? Like, all Eldrick really should be doing is just running deep routes. That's what he's good at.
Yeah, he's fast.
Yeah, we don't need him and Treadwell on the field for 90% of the game.
Yeah, I don't need to see Eldrick Robinson run little hitch routes. I really don't.
Yeah.
Little like, slant outs, whatever you want to call those, dig routes or whatever that is.
He got, like, yeah, it's like, okay, I get Cousins and him have a little connection, but maybe Eldrick Robinson was on the streets for a reason. Like, you get me. Let's just use people to do their strengths.
Yep.
Eldrick can go
He's
deep.
A burner.
He's a burner. Get him in.
That's
a,
probably why Kirk said, nice hey, flash. You know, we kind of need a burner. Why don't you, we need a receiver. Why don't you sign Aldrick Robinson? You know, we'll just send him deep. And
just seemed like everyone was used correctly.
Five touchdowns for Aldrick Robinson this year. And we just signed him right off the streets. And I think all of them have been 20 plus yards.
Yeah, because he had the one game, the first game he played. Didn't the he have Rams two? Game. The Rams game.
Yeah, I think he had two catches for 55 yards and yeah, two touchdowns.
What else? Good stuff. I think we kind of hit on it all. I mean, obviously 9 sacks is impressive. And now we get Stafford again next week. What do we have, 12 on him or some shit? It was 10. It was 10. Okay.
So, yeah, that'll be fun.
Oh, one other random thing I really liked. The 2nd-and-1 QB sneak. What did we do it, yeah. 3 times, I
that
think?
That was fantastic.
And it's like, I know a lot of people are like, oh, that's the down where you should take shots. It's like, not when your team sucks at short yardage. If they're going to give you the first by not protecting the, over the center, just fall forward.
And then
we get 3
then,
more downs.
And then run the play action on first down and take your
yeah.
shot.
Yeah. So like I just thought it was. I know Stefanski's going to have bad games. Like at some point, he's not just a magician, but.
Well, we don't know he's not.
This first game was already better than any DeFilippo game. Even the games where the offense did well, like the Rams game and the Packer game, a lot of that was just like.
Both Packer games.
The second Packer game wasn't like that. Yeah. I mean, it was a couple good plays. The Diggs, like, crosser, and then the Delvin Cook. So, I mean, it was decent. But, again, we didn't put the game away. We kind of slowed down. Oh. But the Rams game was like you're in a shootout and you're playing from behind most of the game. Same with the first Packer game. It was like all garbage time, but not quite garbage time. Like, we were still in it. So, it wasn't like pure garbage time. But it wasn't – the defenses were playing, all right, give them something, but don't let them go over the top. And yeah. It was like – so. Again, it just never felt like, one, what Zimmer would ever want, and then two, just like a good offensive beatdown. Like,
it was a lot of fun watching the game yesterday. It did suck watching us get a little like stale and whatnot.
Well, but when 21-0 and all of a sudden it's 17-21, it's like, oh shit. But then it's just, I just kept thinking like, okay, both their touchdowns are just so fluky. We like, just stay calm and don't waver because like they aren't doing, like, it's fucking Tannehill.
And what I really like is, you know, when we're doing good, I don't have a bunch of random people texting me bitching about the Vikings. It's like, whoa. I can actually sit here and enjoy a Vikings game. So I hope we keep this up.
Yeah.
Like, a couple people here and there, yeah, fine. But, like...
You need, like two conversations. Usually I have you and Ben.
Yep.
I don't need a bunch of people bugging me.
Yep. I can do 3. Anything over 3 gets a little overboard.
Yeah, it's too much. What do you got for the negatives, for the Troy Williamsons of the day? It's hard. It's going to be hard to pick some out. I think, number one, another pick 6 or another defensive touchdown given up.
Another, yeah.
I don't know who you blame on that. That was one hell of a play by a rookie who's going to be really good.
Really like that play by Fitzpatrick.
Well, you mentioned, when I first saw it, I thought he just jumped it. And you were like, oh, he fake blitzed. He totally did.
Yep.
He faked like he was going in, which is, I think, what leads Rudolph to sort of let him go.
He just kind of like goes across his face. He's just like, oh, yeah, you're going in.
Well,
like,
he's probably thinking, oh, shit, he's blitzing? Perfect. You're out of the play. Perfect call against a corner blitz. I'll go block the safety or something. And instead, he like faked and then jumped in front of the ball for a pick 6. Which...
Yeah, right behind Rudolph. Like Rudolph, I didn't watch it again, but he probably like turned around going, how the hell did he get that? Because he just over the no.
So I don't know if it's like, okay, Cousins telegraphed it or anything. I think it's just a really good play by the defense. I don't.
Oh. And I'm not even the defense, just by one
player. Oh, yeah, I think one really good player.
I think if that's anybody, that if it was that like Bryce McCain or whoever, I don't think he can make that play. Yeah. I think Minka Fitzpatrick is the only guy on that defense, and probably only.
It's like a handful. Derwin James and like.
Yeah, there's only a couple players out there who can make that kind of play. Harrison Smith is one of them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's stuff that you would see Harrison Smith do.
So yeah, that it sucked because it kind of all of a sudden was like, hey, 21-0, this is going all well. And then that happened. It was like, oh, another defense touchdown. Exactly what Zimmer doesn't want. Like, anything but that. That's literally why Keenum basically got kicked off the team for, like, just bad turnovers. Now, I think Cousins lead the league in turnovers. Leads the league in turnovers. I'm telling you, like, part of that was DeFilippo's offense. Like, true. You throw the ball 50 times, you're bound to get strip sacked. You're bound to throw a bad pass. You're bound to get things tipped at the line of scrimmage.
The only reason why Aaron Rodgers had threw no picks and 402 passes is because he's got a league high, like, 63, like, throwaways.
Yeah, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And he's really good at quarterback.
Debatable.
He's been really bad, like, last few weeks, actually. He's missing, like, open guys left and right.
Yeah.
But I do think your turnovers go down when you run the ball. Definitely. As long as you got your running back's not Peterson, who fumbles like 16 times a season.
Well, your quarterback's turnovers definitely go down when you run.
Well, because like just even the strip sacks, you know. Because another bad I'll have is I think Riley Reiff had a pretty mediocre game in pass blocking, the one sack. But then there was a couple other plays where like Cousins actually stepped up in a pocket or like kind of got lucky on one where he ended up throwing it. Like he turned and just I think he threw it to Aldrick Robinson or something. But Reiff against Cameron Wake, it looked like. If we've been doing a lot of shotgun dropbacks and stuff, like I think he'd have given up three or four sacks and maybe given up a strip sack. So, I don't know, 19 turnovers, but there's a reason Keenum didn't have that many last year. It's because Keenum only threw the ball 20 times.
Yeah, it's because we ran the ball with
second most in the league, I think, with something like that. So,
Jerick McKinnon.
Yeah.
Now we've got Dalvin back. There's a reason why we took Dalvin in the second round. We actually kind of like want to use him.
Yeah, it's a plus. So, I would say, but another bad one, Riley Reiff, not like his greatest game.
Nope, add Reiff. I really don't have many bads.
I had, what else did I have? Oh, I was noticing what people have done to us a lot is, you know how we, on defense, we flip, like if a guy goes in motion, we flip our linebackers.
Yeah.
So if you watch, like, let's say like Mack will follow the corner, but then Kendricks and Barr flip sides.
Yeah.
Because I think they want one to play strong, one to play weak. Well, there's like multiple times recently where they flip too slow. And they hike it mid while they're like they're still moving.
Kind of
it's
not,
I don't even know if it's
other.
Like they're flipping too slow. It's almost like that's the design. Like okay, we're gonna make them flip, but we're gonna hike it really quick because there was multiple runs. Not on the big one, this didn't happen, but on like a few where they just ran, they'd run to the left, and Kendricks would still be trying to get over. Well, now he's like in the middle. There's no one over there, and they just run. So just a random little thing that I've noticed that
right on.
Since I feel like people see us do that where we flip our linebackers. So, I'm guessing.
I mean, I've noticed it on a couple plays. I didn't think
watch it.
Was
we
like, I didn't think
almost,
that was actually like a thing.
We almost always do. We almost always want
to
keep.
No. I didn't realize that people were starting to snap it.
I noticed it a couple games ago, and I was like, oh, that's, people should do more of that. And then I noticed that Miami did it like 2-3 times where they just quick hike it.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. That's just a random thing. Another bad thing, Philadelphia won and the Redskins won.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah. So they're 7-7.
Like next week if we lose and they win, they're ahead of us. So we got to keep winning. Good news, Seahawks lost.
Seahawks lost. And
so if we win and they lose, and
they play the Chiefs,
yeah,
then
we're
back
in the
five seed.
Which I would much prefer, because...
Yeah, then we get the Cowboys, who just got shut out by the Colts. So...
What a weird game. Like, okay, I get the Colts have a good offense, but what do you
think? Nick and I had the Red Zone and the Vikings game.
Yeah.
And, you know, during the downtime, I just glance over at that game, and I never really looked at the score, but then... I don't know what happened. Our game got slow, and I looked down, and it was 17-0 or whatever, 20-0. I was like, wow, the Cowboys are being shut out right now by the Colts.
I had Andrew Luck in that game, and I had Brett Maher, and I'm like, okay, Brett Maher has 0 points, and Andrew Luck's playing like shit. Not that he's playing like shit, they're just running the ball at will on the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Maybe if we play them, maybe they have a weaker run D, and it's because they, Marlon Mack had like
27 carries for 145 yards.
Yeah,
and
that
touchdowns.
Dude's not even. I mean,
he's
fine. All
right,
he's
like
shifty little back.
Yeah, he's third round pick or whatever, but he's not.
Not Dalvin Cook.
Definitely not Dalvin Cook. He's not even Robert Smith.
Robert Smith, hell of a ball player.
He's Leroy Horde.
Well, okay, he's better than Leroy Horde. One thing that was good, or that has been good, is that game, zero injuries. And during practice, we had all 53 of our players practicing. Someone said, that's pretty damn incredible.
Especially for this late in the year.
Like, obviously, your IR guys are IR'd, but, like, no one was, like...
on the injury report?
Yeah, like, they were on it, but, like, Morgan practiced, BB practiced, Waynes was back practicing. Like, everyone played. And then I don't remember a single injury that whole game. I know Kendricks got a little banged up at one point.
Yep, and Conklin got a little
Conklin got rocked, but he came back in and clearly finished the game. So that's one good thing about Cousins. I feel like he never takes a hit where you're like, oh, God, that could be a bad injury. He just seems to know how to take a hit, which is always that Favre was really good at, too. Like, absorb a hit instead of, like you watch, like, Michael Vick or, like, I always thought RG3 was really bad at it, too.
Or they just get knocked.
Well, they get hit, and they let their head just smash into the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Vick did that all the time. It's like, dude, you're going to get concussions like crazy. Like, you need to, like, brace yourself or something.
Yeah.
Like,
but, yeah, so. Cousins does a good job of it where he knows he's going down, and he just kind of brings himself to the fetal position.
Yeah.
Like, while he's in their arms, he's just like, all right, let's brace for this fall.
He's not, like, just going limp and letting his body just get thrown around.
Yep.
One other thing, too, is, though, when we kind of stalled in the third quarter, I felt for a moment there, Cousins got a little, pressing a little frantic in the pocket again for like two drives where it's like, I don't know if he's all of a sudden like, crap, we need to score. We need to do something. And then he like starts playing too fast. Like he immediately looks down and then it's, oh, quick. Like it was like a 3rd and 10 and we threw like a 5 right out to Diggs. He's like, dude, there was no pressure on you. Let the play develop. It was like, kind of strange. Like I said,
it seemed like he was trying to force things again.
Yeah.
You know, instead like said, of just make a play and
letting things happen and feeling pressure that wasn't there.
Which I don't like. I mean, it's a regular season game against the Dolphins, and that's kind of how you deal with it.
Like, yeah.
When we get to the playoffs and we're up 24-17, let's keep playing offense. Let's not try to force anything. You know?
Well, and I think you have to remember, you are on a team with an elite defense. So, like, it's okay to punt occasionally. It's okay to, like, throw the ball away. Don't be like Jared Goff. Did you see that genius play? What was it 3rd and 1 and he's getting sacked? And instead of just taking the sack and punting, he just like hawks it to no one and throws a pick. It's like,
that was really
don't
bad.
Do that, because now maybe with the Rams you need to because their defense isn't very good. But the Dolphins never scored another point. So as long as you don't do anything stupid, you were gonna win that game.
As long as you don't turn the ball over. Yep.
And that was always the thing, like with Keenum, just don't do anything stupid.
Yeah.
And now you have Kirk Cousins, who is way better than Keenum.
And a lot smarter than him, too. So I didn't expect him to do stupid things.
Yeah, I think he just gets a little, like, I don't know. Where he starts getting rid of the ball quick. I think maybe in his mind to avoid doing anything stupid, but it's kind of like, I don't know. It was only like two drive. And then Cheryl's had, like, the punt return. It was like, okay, everything's good now. We got a field goal.
It's weird. It's like he doesn't want to take a sack where, like, you know, taking sacks in some situations are better than trying to force something.
And he did it in the red zone. He took a sack, which was good because I was like, dude, don't, like, that was the second field goal. That was to go up 27. And it's like, all we need is another, oh, nice tackle.
Yep.
And all we needed was another field goal.
We were going back and forth.
Because I was saying, just run the ball. It was like 3rd and 4 on like the 8-yard line or something.
Yep.
But it's like, if you run it, maybe you get it because they're not expecting it. But if you don't, you kick the field goal, you go up by 2 scores, and I don't think you need to worry about Tannehill and the Dolphins. We threw it. He didn't see anyone, took a sack, kicked a field goal. Kind of same difference.
Better take sack or throw it away.
Yeah, then do something stupid. Yeah, don't, or like a Russell Wilson when he just threw to Eric Kendricks the week before.
Yeah, that was
one of the strangest plays we've ever seen. That was the Dolphin game. I think that pretty much sums that up. 41-17, kind of our best game of the season, just kicking their ass, really.
Yeah, I would say so, you know. There wasn't a lot of downtime, you know. And it was a long football game.
Well, when you score, what did we score? 5 touchdowns and 2 field goals, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Eldrick got 1, Cook got 2, Murray got 1, and Diggs got 1. I mean, God, even that, mixing the ball around, like, again, 41 points and Diggs and Thielen were kind of, like, afterthoughts.
Yeah. But we used Diggs a lot right away. Uh-huh. And I think that really opened up the running game when they kind of like, all right, they're going to throw a lot under center when it was just we just set you up so we could feed Cook.
Well, it was just like once you get them on their heels like that, that first drive was just so perfect. Like you're running, you're passing, and they're just like, oh, God. And then all of a sudden you hit him with that play action. That corner just came rolling right up.
Yep, that McCain, I think, who it was, but, and you know, scoring on the first drive, Stefanski's first game, had to have given him a lot of confidence going forward throughout the rest of the game. And that game, I don't care if it's against the Dolphins' bad defense or not. Going forward, our offensive coordinator has a bunch of confidence, and our guys have confidence in him, and so does Zimmer. So, look out.
Yeah. I mean, like, if this offense comes together like that, and our defense is playing, even though we've been losing, they've been playing insane. So if we can keep this going, beat the bad Detroit team, and then
even
home against the Bears?
I don't care if the Bears play their starters or not. Honestly, I want to play their starters.
And I think we're going to play their starters. Because with the Rams losing, the only way... And what is the Saints record is 11 and... Well, we don't know yet.
2.
And what are the Bears? The Bears...
4.
So are they 9 and 4?
10 and 4.
10 and 4?
10 and 4.
So, yeah, you would need them to lose next week and the Saints and Rams both to...
Well, if the Rams lose one more game and the Bears don't lose, the Bears hold the tiebreaker.
Yeah, because they beat them. So you would need the Bears to lose next week. And I think they play like... Don't they play some shit team? Like the Cardinals or something? So 49ers? 49ers is who they play. So I think it's going to be pretty unlikely that we don't play their starters. But and I don't... I mean, their defense is ridiculously good. But like Trubisky in U.S. Bank? Like bring that on. Let's go.
Yeah.
And maybe we play them back-to-back weeks.
And you know what? I bet Stefanski keeps the tight end to block Mac.
Yeah.
So like, you know, I'm bring on the Bears. Because you know what? I want to have the Bears full strength. I want to know we can beat them when we potentially have to play
It's looking pretty likely that we have to play them. Or if we do make the playoffs, we would play them round one, so it could be back-to-back weeks. Now the Seahawks blew a game against the 49ers, which now means we could get the 5 seed. So
yep, because when they lose to the Chiefs and when we win the next 2 games.
Yeah, you know, if they lose, if we go 2-0 and they go 1-1, we pass them.
Yep.
So I think the Seahawks might have an easy week 17, but this next week they're home.
Yeah,
but
I think it's Chiefs. The Cardinals or something.
Yeah, some
silly,
shitty team.
Doesn't matter.
Division.
I mean, win two, go 2-0, Seahawks go 1-1. You probably play Cowboys.
I think you're almost.
It's either Big Dick Nick's back.
Either the Cowboys or the Eagles, probably, which is hilarious that fucking the Eagles are back in the mix. But
I mean, I'll go to the Link. I'll go to Jerry's World.
I'd much rather go to Jerry's World.
I mean, definitely.
I mean, we've won in the Link this year already.
Yeah, but we played Carson Wentz, who you know, I mean. Is he good at football? I don't know. Nick seems to have this offense.
Him and Jared
rolling.
Goff. Oh, the mighty have fallen. Oh, Goff's looking like a fucking idiot out there, and Wentz can't even get on the field.
Oh, so yeah. I mean, you know what? If I were the Eagles, I'd trade Wentz for what you can. Stick with Foles. Dude's a Super Bowl MVP, and he just beat one of the 2 best teams in the NFC. So watch out.
Nick Foles.
Played
terrible the first 2 weeks of the year.
Yeah, awful.
Played terrible most of the year last season until he played us and the Patriots.
Well, playoffs. Just playoffs in general.
They didn't even do good against Atlanta.
Doesn't
what was
matter.
It, like 16-10 or something?
I mean, yeah, but if you look at his playoff stats.
Yeah, it includes a game where he had, like, I don't know, 1 touchdown pass.
Well, he had, like, 9 touchdowns to 1 pick, 900 yards, you know, 3
that's
games.
That's so fucking crazy. Yeah. Alshon Jeffrey, man. That guy.
Yeah, he blew up.
Yeah. He's had a good game.
He's a big body receiver.
The Rams are running those defenses where like they just don't cover anyone.
That was a good idea.
There's 2 guys waiting for the ball, neither from the defense. It's like, what?
That was almost as bad as the Steelers Patriots play where they crossed him up and Hogan was about as
wide open.
I
heard it on the radio.
Oh, you have to look it up.
And I was bumming because I was playing Brady in fantasy. I was like, no.
It was like so. I think only 2 guys ran routes, and it was a crossing route, Josh Gordon and Chris Hogan. And there was 1 guy on Hogan, 2 guys doubling Gordon, and as soon as they crossed, I don't know if they were supposed to flip guys or switch or if he was supposed
like,
to keep following.
One guy switched, another one
no,
did?
No. Oh, yeah, one guy switched. There was 3 guys on Gordon and nobody on Hogan. It was unreal. It was the craziest thing ever. Great play design because it was on like a little like fake reverse and everything.
Oh, where they do the fake handoff, fake reverse.
Yeah,
Patriots love that.
Brady just turned around and it's like, holy shit, nobody's on him. And he just guns it right in there.
So before we break and then hit the Lions, what do you think
Detroit
next week? At Detroit. I think Ziggy Ansah's on IR, right?
Okay.
Marvin Jones, IR.
IR,
Golden, yes. Tate traded. Kerryon Johnson, is he healthy?
No, he hasn't played in like a month.
Yeah, it's been Zach Zenner and Blount and Theo Riddick. So, now, we've said this before.
Like, Detroit's a tough play to play.
It's division.
It's a divisional game.
But it's
you
like,
know what? I just say it. You're about to say
no,
it.
No, I'm just saying.
How are we going to lose this game? But, like, I can definitely
and
see
it's
this
a rogue
being,
game.
I can definitely see this being, like, a 20-17 win or, like, you know, just something stupid and close. I'm not going to say we're going to blow them out and destroy them because it's a road division.
It's, road. It's not like the Buffalo game where it was, like, literally one of the worst teams coming to our stadium.
Yeah, or the Cardinals game or going to the Jets, you know.
It's pretty similar going to the Jets.
No, let's not do that. You know, Matt
Stafford, you put Rhodes on Golladay.
Yeah.
What do they do?
Well, you know, let's not even do that. Let's just double him with
Hunter.
With
what
Harrison
side
Smith
he goes
and Wayne.
Who cares?
Or Smith and Rhodes. Or yeah.
Don't even flip our corners. Just,
yeah. And I mean, just double Golladay. Because
they've already
have TJ Jones.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do that. Well, they have Eric Ebron.
Who is their guy?
They have Golden Tate. They have Marvin Jones.
They have no weapons. And they already proved
they have
can't.
Michael Robinson. Or
Roberts.
Roberts.
The tight end, yeah. Like, last game we sacked him 10 times, so we clearly can confuse Stafford. Every time we play Stafford, I feel like he makes some, like, at least a couple really stupid decisions.
Well, they have Tony Cronin's brother-in-law.
Franklin Ragnow.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, see if he can block our guys.
Let's see if he can score a touchdown. Big man touchdown.
Run that play that, what team was that? Oh, that was the Bears. Literally all linemen. That's just cool. I don't care who you are.
God. Akeem Hicks in the backfield out of shotgun.
So good. That guy.
Throw it to your left tackle or whoever he is, your swing tackle.
Yeah, bizarre. That was good shit. But then on, what defense? They have Slay and
Gerard
Davis. Because I think Ziggy's was their only, like, who they claimed was their good pass rusher, because I never thought he was that great.
They've got that A'shaun Robinson. I think he's a good D-tackle, like run-stopping D-tackle. But, like, I don't
think. Yeah.
But he's not like a wrecker. He's not like.
Yeah. I think this is one of those games. Just don't make mistakes. Don't fumble punt returns. Don't take the ball out of the end zone on kickoffs. Don't miss field goals. Don't fumble. Don't fumble, period. I just, like.
Just play Vikings
just
football.
Play Zimmer ball.
Just play Zimmer ball.
Just make them drive the field with that shit offense they have.
Make Matt Stafford beat you.
Make the Detroit Lions beat you.
Make Matt Patricia.
Yeah, I was just
make
gonna
Matt
say,
Patricia outsmart Mike Zimmer. Yeah. Which, I mean, he's a rocket scientist, so you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it could happen.
And Zimmer's just a football guy.
Yeah.
So.
Him and his
get ready.
Let's take a
break.
Should
we hit a break? Then we'll hit the Lions, and then we'll see how this Panthers Saints game turns out. We want Saints to win, knock Panthers basically out of the playoffs.
Yep.
Just like the Packers took a walk, so.
Just like the Eagles were supposed to take a walk.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, then it would just be the Josh Johnson Redskins behind us.
Oh, man.
Big W against that.
I hope the Redskins win the division, and I hope we get the 5 seed.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I want to go play Josh Johnson in the playoffs.
Kirk Cousins against his former team, just shredding them.
That would be fantastic. Run the DeFilippo offense, 3 wide.
Bring him back for one game.
Out.
All right. We'll take a break, and we'll be back in what will seem like seconds to them, you know. And we're back.
There we go. Thanks for sticking with us through that long break.
Before we get started, I was going to say, first game, I think, that we recapped where Cousins, Diggs, or Thielen were not the stars. One of our stars.
I think
pretty much all of our other wins, it was like, yeah, those three. Those three did it. Like,
well, that's because the offense we were running,
it was only those three guys.
Yeah.
So, just a side note. But we'll get into the picks. Last week was not good for me. I went 3-10-1.
Oof.
Rough. I'm under 500 now, two games under. You went 7-6-1, but you're 6 games under.
Oof.
So,
we are losing the viewers' money.
We peaked like mid-season, a couple 10 right weeks in a row, and... Yeah, not
the NFL
not good.
Got drunk. I'm going to blame them.
Yeah. I mean, the Patriots and Rams both didn't cover. The Rams lost outright. Patriots lost outright. I mean, what is happening? But anyways, on to week 15?
Yes.
15.
No, 16.
16 and 17. Yeah, you're right. Why do I have that? Oh, these are completely all reversed. No Thursday night game. what I heard. Is this true? Is this true? Mm-hmm. Pretty sure there's no Thursday night game. It's then two Saturday games.
Saturdays again, huh?
Back to the Saturdays. Games. We have one, a game that matters to us. Redskins at Titans.
Redskins at Titans.
It's a 10-point favorite Titans. The Derrick Henry show.
That was just silly.
30 carries every game now. Just riding him.
I played him in that size league with like the Haneys and Rennie and everything.
You played
like
against
that.
Henry?
Yeah. Oof. And I was up by 60 going into the night, and he had Newton, DJ Moore, McCaffrey, and Ingram. Just a standard league. So, like, I'm feeling pretty good.
The McCaffrey touchdown pass hurts you a little bit.
Yeah, but
everyone else has done nothing. It's been really quiet.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm playing Nate.
Oh, so, God, hope you win.
Yeah, and then I think, who's playing each other? I think it's Rennie versus Ben Latsky. So I get to play one of those two losers after
well,
this.
Well, you're going
to
lose, so. Don't I wouldn't tell you when you got a lot of guys going right now.
I really, really hope I don't lose because that'll be 0 for 3 this weekend. All trying to go to the championship. 0 for 3.
Anyways, Redskins
nobody,
at
nobody
Titans.
Nobody cares about your fantasy league.
Yeah.
Redskins at Titans, what's the line?
10.
10. Titans?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I'm going to take the Redskins to cover. I'm not going to take a road double-digit team.
The Redskins are on the road.
Oh, the Redskins are on the road.
Yeah, it's Redskins at Titans. Yep. I took the Redskins just because I mean, come on, Titans by double digits, that just seems like a lot.
Yeah, but Josh Johnson can't be very good. I'm going to take the Titans. Taking okay. the Titans.
Josh Johnson is.
Well, they also have Josh Doxon, so.
Yeah, he sucks too, so there you go. Ravens at Chargers. Chargers are 4.5-point favorites.
I'm going to take the Chargers.
Yeah, you know, I took the Chargers as well, but dang, those Ravens, they just keep running the ball and they just keep winning.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson.
They're what, 8-6?
Yeah.
Almost took over the division if the Steelers would have lost. So they're what, half a game back in that division.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Chargers are the best team in the AFC and have a wild card spot. So that's just silly.
Well, they're not. Well, they did beat the Chiefs. So yes, they did. Guess they are. Yeah, they are. Well, Chiefs beat them too once, I think.
Though. It doesn't matter. Wasn't this one in Arrowhead?
Well, wasn't the other one in soccer stadium in LA?
Yeah, but that's not actually a home game.
That's true.
That's a neutral site field.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy that they're going to be possibly could go like 12-4, 13-3, and be a 5 seed because the other team in the division also goes
13-3, 12-4. It doesn't matter. Yeah. So they're all the Chargers fans are pulling for the Seahawks to pull off that upset. And is that in Seattle or in Arrowhead?
It's in Seattle.
Oh.
If it was in Arrowhead, I think they'd probably be screwed, the Seahawks. But in Seattle, Seattle's a different team. And they're at CenturyLink. All right. Next game is Giants at Colts. Colts are 9-point favorites. I tried to ride the Giants last week, and I think they scored 0.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
And they play the Colts, who just shut out another NFC East team.
Before the Eagles game, only one player out of the NFC East scored a touchdown, and that was Jeremy Sprinkle.
Oh,
tight end.
The great
backup
Jeremy
tight
Sprinkle.
End
yeah,
for the
yeah.
Washington Redskins. Or Washington, we won't.
Washington, Native Americans. Colts, Giants. Colts are 9-point favorites. Yeah,
Colts.
I take the Colts, too. I like the Colts.
I do, too.
It's like probably my favorite AFC team, although I like the Chargers a lot, too.
Yeah.
Bills at Patriots. Patriots are 14-point favorites.
Ooh, against the ever so dangerous QB17 for the Buffalo Bills.
I mean, you got an angry Patriots team at home. I took the Patriots.
Take the Patriots to cover that too. But you know, a lot of people think the Patriots.
This is it.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are worried. Which you know, if they don't give up that miracle play to Miami, they only lost one game and nobody's talking about them being worried.
Yeah, I think it's just because usually they take care of Pittsburgh lately these days, and that was a loss at Heinz Field though.
Yeah.
Maybe calm down.
And you got beat on some stupid broken play, so
they'll be all right. They'll still win the next two games. They play the Bills. And I think
they'll
the
Jets. Probably
they'll
make
win
the
their
Super
division.
Bowl.
They'll probably get a 2 seed, and everything will be just fine for them. Next, Vikings at Lions. Vikings are 5.5-point favorites. Oh, before we get into that, it was just funny. After last week's game, we were guessing the line for the Vikings-Dolphins game. And we're like, what do you think? Like, -1? Like, I don't know, maybe 2? We opened up at, like, -8.
It's like, wow.
And Vegas knew what they were talking about. Because
We covered.
We covered easily.
And I was like, God, I don't know if I would take us at -8. Like, you know, that's a little high.
We were fresh off the Seahawks game. It was.
And then the Dolphins are riding high,
yeah.
You know.
The miracle.
You know, we can't be recording podcasts immediately after a loss like that because
we say things
we don't mean.
We were ready to fire Flip, and so was Zimmer, so worked out well. So Vikings, obviously. Bucks at Cowboys. Cowboys are 7-point favorites. Now, I guess we want Cowboys to lose. Although, I don't know. I don't want the Eagles to sneak in.
No.
But I wouldn't mind the Redskins sneaking in. But yeah. I wouldn't mind just playing the Cowboys.
You know what? Screw it. Cowboys lose. Let everything else figure it out. Figure it for themselves.
I took the Bucs. I don't know if that means I think they're going to win. I think they're going to cover 7, though. The Bucs are picked to lose by 7. At Cowboys. Cowboys are picked by 7.
Yeah. Because, God, have I picked the Cowboys all year? I bet I picked them recently. Son of a bitch.
They've been riding high. Did you take the Cowboys last week?
I want to know when
we both took the Colts.
I hope I never took the Cowboys so like I can keep going with that.
Yeah, you took them 2 weeks ago. But you got took them against the Eagles, and they won. I took the Eagles.
I always said never to bet on the Cowboys.
No, you said never bet on the Raiders.
Well, I said both.
Yeah, you did say both. But things changed. They got Amari Cooper, you know? Added a star receiver.
I didn't bet on Amari Cooper while I was in Oakland.
That's right. Texans at Eagles. That's a big game for us. Eagles are a 1-point favorite.
I'm going to take the Texans.
Yeah, I'm taking the Texans, too.
To win outright. I don't think they'll lose by half a point.
That one scares me. The Foles magic. Can you keep it up? Just heaving up those passes that are just complete garbage.
Yeah. I don't think you can do that against Tyrann Mathieu in that secondary.
And, you know, you got Watt and Clowney. Like, just fucking get him on the ground. Yeah. Next game, Bengals at Browns. Browns are 7-point favorites. Stupid AFC game. 7-point favorite Browns though. I took the Browns too. I sort of feel like the Bengals have packed it in. They're playing someone named Jake Driscoll. It's as bad as Nate Mullins. Is it Jake Driscoll?
Jeff Driscoll.
Jeff. Nope. There you go. Who
knows? Former Louisiana Tech product.
Oh wow, a lot of good players at Louisiana Tech.
Oh yeah.
Jags at Dolphins. Dolphins are a 4.5-point favorite.
I'm gonna take the Jags to come. Wait, who'd they play? Wait, what happened last
week?
They
lost to the They lost
to the. Did they play the Redskins?
Redskins, yeah, they lost to Josh Johnson.
I'm gonna take Miami to cover.
Here's the thing: the Jags have fallen so far. They lose to trash teams every week. Like
it's definitely the old
hangover. You get so close, and then you just think you're gonna make it, and you're just completely a different team. You roll out
the same thing. You don't sign Teddy Bridgewater. You don't give him number 5. You don't cut Bortles. It's just you don't draft Teddy to begin with. It just
you fucked
up. From the top down, Tom Coughlin's got to be head coach. Bring him back. I want to see that.
Who is there? Like Doug Marrone.
Doug Marrone.
Like, that guy ain't never gonna win nothing. It's like Mike Mularkey. Bears at 49ers. Bears are a 4-point favorite. 49ers, hot off a win over the Seahawks.
I'm going to take the Bears to cover.
Yeah, I am too. That Bears D's too good. Nate Mullins ain't doing shit.
Oh.
Bears will, and then the Bears will be playing their starters pretty much. If they win, they're playing them next week.
Yeah.
Man refuses to throw. Oh, interception. If you'd have thrown to Michael Thomas, things would have went a lot better for him. That's what you get.
Is that Captain Mullins?
No, Mullins 41. He was 24 with us, though.
Bradbury.
Yeah, probably Bradbury. Next game, Rams at the Cardinals. Rams are 13.5-point favorites on the road.
Give me that.
Absolutely. It's similar to the Patriots to me. Like, you got an angry Rams team that just stumbling, and then you have just an awful Cardinal team. I mean, come on. The Cardinals, McVay's really?
Be like, oh, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Let's just take a break here and just beat the shit out of the nice, easy Cardinal team who's playing for the first overall pick.
No.
Chiefs at Seahawks. Chiefs are 2.5-point favorites. That's a great Sunday night game.
I'm going to take the Chiefs to cover that.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Chiefs too. That Patrick Mahomes, man. My God. Because that was Thursday night. It was Chargers Chiefs. And it's like, dude, that's not like fair. Like Cousins, and this isn't even like a slight against Cousins. Like most QBs can't do anything near what he does. It's not like you get pressure and he just runs away from it. It's a little like Wilson, but it's just like, it's just not fair.
I kind of consider him like a better Andrew Luck. Like the way he can maneuver, the arm talent and everything like that.
His ability in the pocket is almost like, it's like if you put like a little bit lesser Michael Vick mixed with an Andrew Luck. Like he's and with a really good coach for him.
Yeah.
Like, he's just not
phenomenal.
Fair. It's just not fair.
6'5", 6'6", maybe.
And seems like even when he does crazy shit that you think he shouldn't do, it works out for him. Like
The no-look pass.
Like, they're talking about, like, Rivers was like, I can't make the throws he makes. Like, Philip Rivers, and like, top quarterback in the league, is like, oh, yeah, I can't even do some of the stuff he does. Like, yeah. Oh, that's cool.
And even when I not was even, his age,
yeah, I and not even that. The not even the runs. He's saying, I can't make some of those throws. Like, yeah. Duh, we know Rivers can't run, but, like, no, I can't do that. Like, just crazy.
That that throw to Travis Benjamin late in the game. Oh, from no, Rivers, that was
Rivers. A great throw. That's where you throw to a guy, one, before he's even looking, and two, that's completely covered.
It's an anticipatory throw.
Yeah, I mean, you're banking that the DB's never going to look back. So you're just going to drop over top. Isn't going to get there. Not there in time. So it was. That was a fun game. Go for two, Mike Williams. Yeah, you know, he push off a little bit here and there, but
me and Charlie were up in Alexandria watching that game at the bar, and like, there's probably only like 10 people there at that time, you know, and the entire place goes crazy. It was like watching a Vikings game. It was awesome.
It was a good game. Last game is it is a fine game for Monday Night Football. Broncos, Keenum. At John Gruden and the Raiders.
Oh, man.
Broncos are 2.5-point favorites.
Gonna take the Broncos? Oh, only got 2.5? The disrespect on Case Keenum's name right there.
That's I don't know what that... Like, the Raiders just
They are
suck.
Trash.
But who did the Broncos just lose to? I feel like they had a pretty bad loss this week.
The Browns. Let's do the Browns, 17-16. They had a chance to take the lead or go for the win, but Vance Joseph decides to kick a field goal. And
soft.
Get the ball back, and it was just,
no. So they lost after they were kind of hot there for a moment when they beat the Steelers, I think they beat.
Yep.
And then they beat another decent team.
But didn't they lose to the Bengals and now?
Yep, they lost to the Bengals, 49ers, and now the Browns. So yeah,
for Bengals Niners, it's so three in a row, huh?
Wait, did the Broncos beat the Chargers? They did. He beat the Chargers, then the Steelers, and then they lost to the Bengals, 49ers, Browns. So it's
Jeez. That's what you get with
Keenum. For a hot minute there, it was like, Keenum, Vikings should have just stuck with Keenum. He's like a lot cheaper. You know,
you could keep Barr and Richardson next year if you want.
Could have signed a couple linemen because that's, you know, the reason we suck at running is because we can't, is what I was told. I was told we can't do it.
We are
that's
not good at
running. That's why DeFilippo never ran it. It's because we actually can't. Our linemen can't block.
We're not
they physically can't do
team.
It.
Physically can't
they don't know like they there's no
they only know how to do the drop steps for pass blocking.
Yeah, it's like Flip was just playing to the strengths of the offense. He was just only passing all the time, but suddenly Stefanski takes over and it's weird how that all of a sudden they learn how to block.
Well, yeah, because he taught them how.
Oh, it's not the play calling, it's he literally coached them how to block during the week.
Oh yeah,
that makes more sense because these guys coaching. With their stats, they knew that it was the Flip, it wasn't the problem.
It's all about, you know, when you hold a coaching position, you actually do have to coach your players and show them how to do things
and
teach them how to run your offense.
But then
or coach to their strengths.
Right.
I don't know.
I was confused when Cook had 10 yards of carry and we stopped running at that.
Well, it's because we physically couldn't. Unbelievable.
What are these two teams doing?
God, these teams suck. I'll play either of them.
Yeah.
I want all of them.
It is funny, the NFC, like, the Saints and the Rams were like, they looked unbeatable for a while there.
And then the Saints beat the Rams.
Yeah, and now it's like, okay, the Rams seem that everyone's...
The Rams beat the Chiefs!
Well, yeah, they haven't done much since that game, though.
Yeah.
Like, that was a shootout.
I think that was the last game they won.
I guess Detroit, everyone's saying Detroit sort of schemed up the Rams really good, where no one's chasing the run play anymore. So when they do run that bootleg, that backside guy's never open.
Oh.
And they're just like, screw it. Like, you can run your zone, inside zone repeatedly, and we're just going to hope we stop it. We're not going to crash in. We're going to play the pass. And sort of what Patriots did to us. But then the Saints, I feel like the Saints have just, I mean, they're not like some high-flying offense like people think. They're ball control.
Yep.
They're running Ingram. They only have one receiver that's worth anything. Like, so.
And like,
we slowed it down to like nothing.
Kamara just is explosive. Like, but he doesn't have those explosive plays like he did last
year. Yeah, he's been way quieter this year. So
he had a couple big games, but then
Teddy
Ingram,
B.
Then there he is.
Teddy
we got a
B.
Teddy setting, I mean, and we got a Teddy mention.
Oh yeah, I mean, if they want to ignite that offense, they need to. Actually, you know what? I'd say the Bears are actually like kind of the hottest team right now.
I would say so.
What they do? They beat us. Oh, but they dropped that game to the Giants, which was odd.
Yeah.
How long ago was that though?
It was 2 weeks. We were in
Patriots.
Boston.
Yeah. So
three
but
weeks
they
ago.
Beat they. Who'd they beat last week?
The Packers yesterday. Who'd they beat the week before?
It was a good win, I thought.
The Rams.
Oh, yeah, they beat the Rams. They beat the Rams, yeah. The Packers. And it just, with how the Rams and Saints have sort of slowed a little bit,
I think the NFC is very winnable, and I think you gotta be able to beat the Bears defense.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't think the Bears have the greatest chance. I know they have a really good defense, but they don't have a quarterback that can win them games in January.
No. And if they have to go on the road, like if they have to go to the Superdome, I don't see them winning. The thing about the going to the Rams though is that's not really home field. It's gonna be half Bear fans. Yeah. Half Viking fans.
It sounded like it was
Philly fans there. Erupted there. So that one's not as worrisome. Like last year, do you think the NFC was better last year? At least the top teams. I mean, obviously, I think the depth was better last year for sure. Like the wild card teams last year was a much better Panther team and a Falcon team that was actually.
I think last year's NFC is better.
Yeah, but do you think the top? You think us and Eagles were better than Saints and Rams? I think.
Well, God, it's tough because we were the 2 seed.
We were the 2 seed, but we had Keenum. We were 13-3.
We had
Keenum and they had Nick Foles.
Yeah, but like, the Rams aren't.
They're not the Rams like they were early, and the Saints aren't as scary as they were.
I think it's winnable. I think Eagles Vikings are better than Rams Saints.
I'd love to avoid going to the Superdome though. Yep. I think we can win there. Because we beat them in 2009.
You know, honestly.
Not really, but we basically did.
I'd rather go to the Superdome than Soldier Field.
I think I would, too.
Give me an
idea. I don't like Soldier Field. Bad things happen in Soldier Field.
For years, they've been happening.
They had Rex Grossman or
Cutler. And Kyle Orton.
And they beat us in Soldier Field. Shit was ridiculous.
I think we got beat by Jim Miller 1 year in Soldier Field.
I wouldn't doubt it. So, yeah. The perfect route would be we play Dallas, and then
we go to the Rams.
Or
no, wait. We'd have to play. We need three games.
Yeah. So
Dallas.
Then you play either the Rams or the Saints.
Yeah.
So you go to the Rams, and then someone needs to upset the Bears.
Yeah.
Wait, no. Hold on. Let's go back to the beginning.
Yes.
Wild card round, let's assume we go to the Cowboys. That's the ideal spot, I think.
Yep. Assuming the Seahawks would go to the Bears. So let's have the Seahawks upset the Bears right away.
Ideally, you don't want the Seahawks to run the table, and then we get to go to their place. Or no, they have to come to the U.S. Bank.
Yeah.
But
let's be realistic.
Realistically, let's say the Bears beat
the Seahawks.
Yeah, so now, do we go to the Bears, though?
No, we would be the lowest seed.
Oh, wait, that would already happen. Obviously, that's...
So yeah. We'd go to the... As of
we'd
now,
go,
we'd
to
go
to the one
Saints.
Seed. The Saints, okay.
We'd go to the Superdome.
So let's hope the Rams pass the Saints.
Let's
just make the playoffs.
Let's beat the Cowboys, beat the Saints, beat the Rams.
Three games.
It's gotta be three.
Damn it.
And, you know, I think that's probably our route. Like, our best route is Cowboys, Saints, Rams.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way to avoid Soldier Field and the Superdome, is there?
Mm-mm.
Unless the Seahawks roll through both of them, right? And we somehow go to the Rams. We'd have to play the Cowboys, play the Rams, and then home against the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Or home against whoever wins the 6 seed, which is very unlikely.
The Seahawks would be the 6 seed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Eagles passed him or some weird shit. Yeah.
Josh Johnson, all
Have
of a sudden.
Two wild cards ever met in the championship game?
I'm not sure, but I feel like one of those Giants seasons there might
Maybe
have
there
been.
Was. I know that there's, six wild card teams that won the Super Bowl. I think the Giants did it twice. I mean, because that's usually three road games.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I'm sure a higher seed has always been able to sneak.
I can't
at
imagine
least a four seed.
I can't imagine a 5 seed ever getting to play a home game in the championship game if that's ever happened.
That would be insane.
That's what we want. We want the Cowboys. We want the Rams. Then we'll take the Seahawks in the U.S. Bank.
Yep.
Book it.
I'll take it.
All right. Let's just hope we win. And can we clinch next week? If we win, the Eagles... I mean, we basically clinch. If the Panthers lose tonight, Eagles, Redskins lose next week, and we win.
Because they would all have 8 losses then. Right?
We'd be
8-7 and 8-6-1.
We could not get 8 losses if we win next week.
Yeah.
So I the think worst we can go is 8-7-1 if we next week.
So I think we clinch if the Eagles and Redskins both lose.
Yep, and we win. Unless the Panthers win tonight and next week.
Yes.
Pretty much, we need to win a game, and they all need to lose one more game.
Yep.
That's all we need. Because then they get to 8 losses, and we get to the point where we can't get to 8 losses.
Blake Griffin with a quadruple-double.
What was the fourth one?
19 points, 10 rebounds, 11 assists, 10 turnovers.
Well, good old 10 turnovers.
Awesome. Well, that wraps up week 15 of Grapes and Gorak.
Almost to the end of the season for
it's silly. I don't
our
like
first
it.
Year of our, podcasting. Our first
season.
Know,
it's almost end of season one of Grapes and Gorak.
I mean, we got all January when we make the deep playoff run, but you know, we'll get to the off season, talk some trades and signings, all kinds of stuff. It's gonna be good.
It's gonna be a lot of fun. Follow
Wolves are kicking ass up 20
against the Kings.
Just lost to them the other night.
Well, you know, the Kings would rather, some fans would rather have Willie Cauley-Stein over Cat, so well, it's just silly.
Apparently the Wolves can't play well on the road. Very good at home.
That's fine. You know what? You get a top seed, you only have to play less than half your games on the road.
All right, let's break down the Wolves' seeds that they need to get through to get all good matchups.
Well, just get the one seed.
Perfect. Nailed it. Yeah. Follow us, Grapes and Gorak on Twitter and everything else. Yeah, all the other places.
Me on Twitter at Grapes07, you at Temp Puppy. Facebook.
Subscribe
on Twitter or on iTunes, Spotify.
Tell your friends, make
wherever,
them listen.
Yeah, wherever you do podcasts, and see you next
week.
Where
do you listen to podcasts?
Spotify. Spotify or iTunes, I don't know. Whatever I feel like that day. I'm subscribed on iTunes. That's for sure. But yeah, my mom's a subscriber too. I don't know.
Really?
If she
I went
Hi
to
mom.
Like a.
Darren wants enchiladas.
It's been so long. It's upsetting. I went to a random family function and like one of my uncles listens. I was like, oh, interesting. And then they were a little upset about the swearing. I think they had the daughter in the car.
Well, earmuffs.
Yeah. We'll tell you when we're about to swear.
Yeah, well, the
when
entire
T. Filippo calls 3Y and she had a shotgun. Get ready.
Or a bad Murray ISO.
This was probably the least swear because we won 41-17.
Yeah, I think I dropped a couple F-bombs in there, but they were excited.
Yeah, it's because we played fucking great. All right, let's get out of here.
All right, see you guys.